thing. Yeah. All right, so another problem someone raised is that there's no mitzvah of aninus min haTorah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to be misonain. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, the problem is like this. There's clearly an idea of aninus. Aninus is the state that the person is thrown into in the face of the loss, right? And it seems like that's just it's a state. Ain aninus el belev. It's not a mitzvah. It's like an occurrence. It's like a tirda that the Torah encourages, that the Torah recognizes, right? There's a certain. It's good question. It's a good question. I mean, no. Chaim's question is: it's just where do you see the Torah just recognizes a state of emotion, not associated to an asiya? I mean, it's interesting. If you get a chance, take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban has a Hakdama to Shara, to Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam, right? That's in the Kisvei Ramban. So he also asks, why should you be sad? Why should you be sad? Right, why is there a mitzvah to be sad? So he ties it in with chait. That it's a mitzvah of recognizing that that the ills that befall man are tied to his level. Yeah, that's how he learns it over there. So he goes through that drush over there. So that's the answer to Chaim's question. He's saying it is a din of it is proper. It's proper because it should stir you to evaluate your life and to bring you to a higher level. But you can't be misavil. But doesn't the Ram say you're an achzar if you don't care at all?
If you don't do darkly avails,
you're an achzar. And if you do too much, you're a. So the thing is like this. All you see is, what do you see from the Torah? How's the Rambam putting this together? So you see aninus min haTorah, right? You see aninus midaraisa. That means that the person is in a certain state. And it's a state that's characterized as the opposite of simcha. Or the lack of a complete... It's completely incompatible with simcha, because as the Rambam says in Hilchos by the Havaris Bikurim, says you don't bring the Bikurim because you have to bring them b'simcha, right? There's not a specific lav. It doesn't state specifically don't bring it as an onain, like by Maaser Sheni that don't eat it as an onain, but it's derived because it has to be done b'simcha.
That doesn't cancel simcha,
No, let's say a guy's an onin and yanta, so he can't eat the carbon chagiga. He can't eat the carbon simcha. Mm-hmm. He can't. I don't think there's any exclusion for that. Right? I think it was a good proof yesterday from the carbon pesach. I haven't seen it mentioned explicitly, but it would seem the aninus. The only thing the Gemara questions is whether avelus is doche. The Gemara says that yom tov is doche avelus. But not aninus.
And there's simcha.
All right, so let's get back on track. So in other words, there's the aninus. The Rambam sees aninus min haTorah, right? Aninus min haTorah, which has no positive expression. No positive expression qua aninus, right? It has isurim, but this is a very important idea. If you don't understand this idea, you have to think about it. It's not a difficult idea, but it's a very important chilek to understand. Does everybody understand what I mean? That there's no that the isurim are not a kiyum in the state of aninus. And onin is usur in certain things. That's all. But not doing those things is not part of his. There's no. That's not a nihug of an onin. That's just an isser. In other words, right, like avelus means that you have to do certain things to complete the state of avelus. If you're just a yoshev batal, you're not accomplishing the state of Avelis. To be in the state of Avelis, like the Ramban says, you have to be mitztayer yourself. So you take off your shoes, you don't sit on a good chair. You know, those are things, that's not just those are things that actually complete the state of Avelis. If the Avel wouldn't do those things, he wouldn't be in the state of Avelis. But if an Onain... But for an Onain to be in the state of Aninus, he doesn't have to refrain from eating Maisa Sheni. Yeah, if he ate Kajim, he'd be an Onain, he'd be over in Isser. He'd be an Onain that was over in Isser. But if the Ovel did all of those things that he's usher in, he would lack in his being an Ovel. Right? So if the Onain would bring Bikurim, so he would bring Bikurim without Simcha. It wouldn't make him not an Onain.
You don't have those Yisurim unless you're an
Onain. Yeah, those Yisurim are because your state is incompatible with certain activities. Your state, the state of Aninus, is incompatible with certain activities.
Then you should lose the state.
Certain activities require a certain kind of a gavra. Right? To have kachim, you have to be in a certain state. And Onain's not in that state, so he's off limits. He's off limits. A Yisrael can't do certain things in the Mikdash. It's not a kiyum in him being Yisrael. It's not part of his... He's incompatible. Certain things are incompatible with him. Like a Nida. A Nida has a certain Yisurim. Right? If she would be over those Yisurim, she would still be a Nida. She'd be a Nida that was over Yisurim. It wouldn't lack in being the state of a Nida if she did certain things. Wouldn't say, what's the definition of a Nida? A woman who has menstrual blood and refrains from Tashmish. No, a Nida must refrain from Tashmish. But that's not part of the description of the state of what a Nida is.
So you know what I'm saying? So the veil is
like a Menuda, like a guy who is he's in exile. Right, so that's part of his definition to be thrown into a different type of an existence. That's part of his definition. He can't say, "I'm a menuda, but I'm just living among everybody else." Then definitively, that's not what you are. You're not a castaway. You know what I mean? But so those are certain things that the activity is part of the definition of the gavra, right? Subjecting himself, the Ramban really learns that the dinim of Avelis are not just the nihugim of Avelis are not simply a shev yaltasa. It's actually a maisa of being mitztayer yourself, like on Yom Kippur. It's an inui. It's not just not doing something. It's considered an inui. So the Avel is someone who is mitztayer himself with certain nihugim. But the Onin is not. The Onin is just a state. Now, that state might be incompatible with certain things, but it doesn't mean those things are Nihuge Aninus.
Not what makes you into a drunk.
Right. That's a good example. Matt says, like, if you're drunk, you're not allowed to drive. But that doesn't mean that's part of the Nihuge drunk. The key of being drunk is not driving. It's just you're not compatible. It's just not compatible activity. It's just not a compatible activity. Right? Maybe acting crazy is part of being drunk. But it's a good question. I mean, it's mashma from the Rambam and from the Mishnah that although it's not a mitzvah, it is a kiyum to recognize that state. Because the Mishnah says that you're not misabel on the Eruge Basin, but you're misonanim alav. It would seem to me like this, that the idea of aninus is that the Torah is saying this response is proper here. This response is proper here, and to throw it off is achzarius. To throw it off is achzarius. And the Ramban says it's really considered like a rebellion. It says if a person has a tragedy, and he takes the attitude that it doesn't bother him, like a philosopher, like the philosophers that the Ramban hates. You know, he says, it's just chance. He says that's a rebellion against God, because he just it's like the Rambam says in Tainus, right? If tragedy befalls the Am, and a person says carry, it's just chance, then that's not the proper response. The proper response is introspection and what's that? The proper response in the face of a tragedy, according to the Torah, is to recognize that there is a terrible loss, and to appreciate the tragedy and to better yourself through it. But to just throw it off and say it's nothing, that's improper. So yeah, a person should be misoning on it. Why it's not counted as a mitzvah, I don't know. I mean, so why is it not counted as a mitzvah to be misonain? I don't know. It's a good question. But it seems that over here it's saying that the Torah is recognizing the status of aninus. And that's a stamp of... that means that it's proper. It is proper. Well, it is true. I mean, halachically it's only krovim, but the Ram says that the Gemara says if somebody in your chabura dies, everybody in the chabura should really investigate themselves. Look at the Ram and Perush Shnayas over there. Okay. So anyway, so you have aninus, right? You have aninus, and then what else do you have? And then the Ram says, and you have a mitzvah of a kohen to be metame, right? You have a mitzvah of a kohen to be metame. Yeah. First day to be in. One second. So then you have tumah, right? Now somehow from aninus, from the institution of aninus, and the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame, the Rambam derives avelus. What's the link? What's the link between those two things? What's the idea? I mean, How do you get from those two things the mitzvah of Avelis? Vizui mitzvah Avelis. What do you say? Zu atzma mitzvah Avelis? I don't want philosophy over here. I don't want philosophy over here. Okay, so Rindy is saying that what? Because you see that being mitame is a positive expression. So that indicates that aside for just the passive state of aninus, there's also a mitzvah of doing something. But it's a good thought. But hold on. But we're leaving out one key ingredient, I think. I think there's one key ingredient that we're leaving out. Kavura. Because the Rambam puts in the Koseres kavura. Right, and the Rambam holds kavura as a mitzvah saseh. I know it's a question in the Gemara if it's because of bizayon or if it's just a mitzvah. In other words, nafkamina would be if a guy says don't bury me, but the Rambam says in the mitzvah reish lamed aleph, hu shetzivanu likvor haruge beistin biyom sheyehargu v'hu amar yisrael ki kavur sik berena biyom ahu. Veloshon sifri ki kovar sikbrena mitzvah saseh. V'uadin b'shar ha-mesin, the Ram says. Klomar she yikover kol meis miyisrael b'yom moso. It's a mitzvah to bury every deceased Jew on the day of his death. U'lechein yikore ha-meis she'ein mishi yisasek b'kvuroso meis mitzvah. How do you have an institution of meis mitzvah? There's no mitzvah of kvuro. Right? Ha-meis Shemitzuve al kol adam lekovro. Right. La'amro yisale kovar sikbarenu.
Where does he have that in the yad?
In the yad, he has it in two places. He has it in Sanhedrin, right? He has the isser. He says it's an isser of leaving any mace over. Right? He says any mace over there.
Oh, you mean just
he just says the Asefer Rogei based, and then he says, and there's an Isser to leave over any mace, and then in Avel he has in Perkut Beis, no?
Right, but he's not Mona as a separate mitzvah.
Not here, he's not. But it's part of the mitzvah of Kuros. Here he includes in part of the mitzvah of Kuros or Rogei Beis. Reish Lamed Aleph. So it would seem the Rambam is learning like this, that's really the idea of a kohen being metame. Not stam to be metame, but that the kohen has an obligation to be osek in kvuras hames. Right? That's why he says it's me'ein kvura. In other words, it's not just a mitzvah stam to become tame. and unrelated to the to the mace. In other words, if the mace would go and become tamei to a sheretz, that wouldn't be, he wouldn't be mekayem a mitzvah over there. Become tamei to another mace, he wouldn't be mekayem a mitzvah over there. It's dafka to be matami to his mace, right? But it's not just to be matami to a mace, right? It means it's not just to defile himself for this mace. It's a chiyuv of kvura. It's the chiyuv of kvura for that on the krovim. That's what the Rambam is saying over there. I think that's what he's trying to say. I think that's what he's saying in that mitzvah. He's saying if it would have just said you could become tamei, or what's the difference between saying you could become tamei and lo yitama? That the mitzvah is really the mitzvah. If you would say it's a reshus, then that wouldn't indicate that there's a chiyuv on the krovim to be osek in their mace. Okay, but lo yitama is saying that it's an imperative on everybody to be metapel in the krovim in their mace. You see, that's why you can't look for a simple, and you can't, there's not really an equivalence between tumah and the mitzvah of avelus. So that's what we're showing you. There's certain cases where you have to become tamei, certain cases you don't have to become tamei. It doesn't line up necessarily with avelus. And Yisrael never has to become tamei. But the Rambam is saying that in order to make it clear, he says, right, l'chazek, for chizuk, the kohanim are forced. There's a mitzvah on the kohanim to become tamei to their mace. Why? Why? because there's a general. He's saying there's a general chiyuv of kvura. It's a general mitzvah of being osek and metapel in your mace. And if we would, and the kohanim have an isser of tumah. So if it would be that the kohanim just have a reshus to become tumah, right, then it would not show the deeper mitzvah. You understand? The Rambam is trying to say that there's a deeper mitzvah. Tumah, the mitzvah of a kohen to become tumah is not just the mitzvah of a kohen to become tumah. It's really the mitzvah. It really stems from the inyan of avelus, which begins with the mitzvah of kvura.
Would it be yotze if he just became tamei though?
Yeah, he would be yotze. He'd be yotze that. He'd be. Would he be yotze? One second. Let's not ask that question right now. So he's saying like this that's why it's framed as an imperative. The imperative is to show that there's really a mitzvah of the krovim to be osek in the tzarkei hames. But it's only expressed. What's that?
So he says
it's expressed by the Kohanim to show that it's not just a general chiyuv on the Am, that you can find people to take care of it, right? It's a mitzvah on the Krovim per se to be osek in the Tzarkei Hames. If it would have just said that you have a mitzvah to bury your Krovim, it's the chizuk of the inyan of, it's the chizuk of the mitzvah to show that a Kohen must be. No, it's really the way the Rambam is learning the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame is not a mitzvah to be metame per se. It's a mitzvah of the krovim to be osek in the tzarkei hames. Even the kohen, it's such an imperative. It's not something you do al yidei shliach. It's not something you do in another way. It's actually a mitzvah to be you as a korov. Is a chiyuv to be osek in the tzarkei hames, and it's expressed in the kohen to show the extent of this chiyuv. They forced him. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're metamenos. That doesn't mean they forced him to become tamei. It means they forced him to be osek with his mace. That's what it means. It means they forced him, when it says that they forced that individual to become tamei. It means they forced him to take care of his mace. They forced him to do a maisa of being osik with his mace. So all we see now is, though, that what? That there's a mitzvah. You still don't have the picture, though, of avelis. You just have aninos, and then you have a mitzvah of being osik in the tzarkei hameis.
What does that have to do with
that? Where does avelis come from? Still, where does avelis come from? See, I think that the Rambam is learning that what's the idea of the krovim dafka being osik in their mace. Right, because from Kohen you see that it's not something you can push off. That's what I'm trying to explain. Maybe inadequately. But that's what I'm trying to explain, is that there's a chiyuv. If it would have just said that they can become Tomei, then you... Chaim, I'm trying to answer your question. If it would have just been a reshus to become Tomei, then it would not reveal... Then you would be lacking the mitzvah of the krovim to take care of their mace. Then it would be. See, your question was if the Torah, if it was a reshus, then it would be a reshus. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. That's a good question. If it were just talking about the inyan of tumas hameis, about the kohen becoming tamei. If we're just talking about a kohen becoming tamei, then I think it would be a good question. Say, why didn't the Torah say it's a reshus to become tamei? Because then you would have thought it was just a reshus. It wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Yeah, but then it would have been just a reshus, right? But that's only if you're talking about the inyan of a kohen becoming tamei per se. But what I think the Rambam is trying to show you is that, well, I think what the Rambam is saying is that there's another facet to the whole inyan that you would have missed. It would have been a different. It wouldn't have been revealing the mitzvah of the krovim to be osek in their mace. If it would have been a mitzvah of tumah of reshus, what's the difference between tumas reshus and tumas chova? Not in terms of tumah, it's in terms of the mitzvah of being osek in tzarkei hameis. You understand? That's the difference. So it had to say a chiyuv. It had to say a chiyuv by the kohen to become tamei, in order to show you a second inyan, the inyan of avelus in general, that there's a chiyuv to be osek in the tzarkei hameis, as revealed through the imperative of a kohen to become tamei, meaning to be osek in the mace. Oh, but how is that avelus? How is that avelus? I think it's avelus. I think the reason why the way the Rambam understood it, that it's avelus, is like this. And especially because avelus starts after the kvorah, right? Yeah, you have the Rambam in the Rambam has an interesting thing in Sanhedrin. Have the Kiyum in the Rambam Sanhedrin? No, in the Mishnah, the Perish Shnayis. Just the Gemara is fine. You have the finish answer? Because the question is, someone raised, why is there no avelus? Why is there aninus by Haruge Basin, but no avelus? Right?
It seems to also follow, by the way, basically, that when you have aninus, you have, when you have avelus, then you have Nikvarn before a rehabilitation.
Right.
But when you don't have it,
that's right.
You don't have that.
That's right. Because the Haruge based are not buried in their family plots. They're buried. They're not buried in their family plots. It means everyone should have a family plot. So he says like this: Hakrovim boyim kishenigmar din olav lehareg ve'ein roy lis abel al haruge basin lefisha ein avonoseim mechuporim ad sheyisakel habosar. So Ram says, why is there no avelus on haruge basin? Because their kapara is not complete until their flesh is decomposed. V'ha'avelis ein chiyuvo ela kishesos min ha'kever. K'mo she'amanu, mishi yistam ha'golel. U'ba'osa sho'a einon b'nei avelis. V'ho v'nidchu yidchu. So he says, the kapara of Haruge Beis Din is complete their kapara is complete when their flesh is decomposed. Okay, but avelus is chal at stimas agolel. So at the time when avelus should be chal, they're not in the state where it's roi to be lis abel aleim. And when it is roi lis abel aleim, it's too late. So it's like a technical catch. You can't really see. That's why there's onet. That's why you're misoning on them, because they're not rishayim. They're gonna get kapara. They're not really rishayim. They're not rishayol, and they did tshuva, and they had a maisa that's gonna bring them kapara. So it's proper to be sad about it. The only thing is, for some reason, you can't be mis. They're not roi lis abel aleihem. And Dan is right. It would seem. That's part of why you don't bury them in the family plot. See, again you see a connection between the kvura and the avelus. The kvura and the avelus. The ones that you're kover in the family plots, that's the ones you're misabel on. But if for some reason they're not buried in the family plot over here, midin, it's also not roy to be misabel there. Yeah.
That's not mitzvah kvura, because you don't find mitzvah kvura when you...
Anywhere. Oh, but you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Skvura. Right. The Beis Din does. Okay. The Beis Din does it.
You also see the
other
direction.
The Beis Din does it.
You also see the other direction by her.
Yeah. Okay, so I think the idea is like this. Aninus means, Aninus is just the state that you're in reaction to the reality that the Mises, that the Mises has occurred. The person is gone. Okay. But, Avelus, and Kvura are a different kiyum. Avelus and Kvura is a different kiyum. Those are activities. The Rambam views them the same. They're what? They're one. They're of one type. They're halachic expressions. Avelus and Kvura are halachos of the misoning being osek with the mace. Let me explain what I mean. Let me draw it out. What I'm trying to say. Being that's a din of being. It's a din of activities recognizing the mace himself. Now, there's a certain state that the person is thrown into because of the tragedy. The aninus. A certain state that you're thrown into just because of the loss. A certain passive, what was the word you used the other day? Grievance. Passive right. Grievance. That's not a good word. That's like a legal term. But, grieving. Grieving. Not a grievance. Grief. So, but then there's an idea, but kvura is where what demands the kvura? Kvura already demands a recognition of, kvura is a certain activity of a recognition of the mace himself. That's a different type of an activity. It's an activity of a recognition of the mace. And a continuation of that is the activities of the nihugim of avelus. But it's only when the person is in the state of aninus that the reality of the loss is upon him in the fullest sense. Can his activities have the full expression of being? Of being l'shem hames, you understand? That's why he has to be an onein to have avelus. In other words, aninus is really the aninus means that the reality of the death is in front of you. It's upon you. The reality of the death is upon you. Now that demand that throws you automatically into a different state of existence. Okay. That throws you into a different state of existence. And it's mechayev you And the mace in front, and the mace is mechayev you in being osek in the mace. Now there's two types of being osek in the mace. There's being osek in the practicality of the mace, that the mace is before you, and there's a mitzvah to recognize, to come to grips with it, and take care of it, take care of the practical. But then there are also activities that you do that the activities themselves are an expression of the of the existence of the mace too. There are activities of removing the mace. That's the kvura. But even though the mace is removed, you haven't removed yourself from being involved in the reality of the mace.
Is the first one an avelus thing?
But a person has to be a certain type of person to be roi for you. That's what I'm trying to show you from avelus. Why is no avelus by Aruge Basedin? Because the mice avelus really are directed to the mace.
How do you see that at all?
Because the person is not roi les avel alav. He's roi to be misonein on. That's the state. But he's not on the level that you can... The activities of avelis is sort of an activity of holding him up and reflecting on it.
How
yeah, Josh, you have a question?
Not
see, that's what Aram means. It's me'ain, that avelis is me'ain kvura. Why? It's the same sort of an activity.
It's not one institution.
But it's me'ain. It's me'ain. They're both kiyumim in being osek in the mace. Being osek in the mace. One is be osek in the physical needs of the mace. But then there's also certain hisaskus that I'm doing activities that recognize and are a testament and a commemoration of the mace. But those are only possible midoraisa when you're in the state of the mace. There's three things. There's aninus, which is just the state, but that state exists the entire day, right? Now then there's a mitzvah of kvura, right? Then there's a mitzvah of kvura. You can ask, why can't you have ma'aseh avelus before kvura? Could ask that question. Why does kvura have to? Why does avelus have to come after kvura?
Afterwards, you're saying, why couldn't you start beforehand?
It's because of the chiyuv of kvura. The chiyuv of kvura prevents the inyani avelus.
One second though. If you examine the
see, that's what the Ramban. Ramban doesn't agree with the Ram, but he does have a similar. He has an idea also. He says that really avelus starts right away. As the Ramban really holds, avelus does start right away. But we only allow you to do things that have no nihugim involved, like not eating, like no rechitza. He says if we say you can't do nidos asandal, then you wouldn't be able to be osik in the kfuras mace. But the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of kvura itself apparently precludes any nihugim beforehand. Is that when a person is gone, when a person dies, we still recognize there's an inyan of still recognizing their existence. And we don't say the person is gone and that's it. Hear the link. Just to tie it up. It needs a little fuller explanation. But the Rambam, that's why I think he's right. When he says the Rambam quotes aninus, because without aninus, avelus wouldn't be possible. Without aninus, because aninus is that you're in a state where the reality of the mace, even though the person is gone, there's a reality of that person's existence. The reality of the mace is upon you. You're in a state reflective of the mace. Okay. Now, as long as you're in that, state, nihugim that you engage in will also be reflective of that mace. So the Rama seems to be learning that as an onain, when you're an onain, so then you're in the condition that avelus can exist. But how do you know that there is an idea at all of recognizing the mace after he's gone, as treating the mace as a reality after he's gone? You see that from the chiyuv that a kohen must be metame. From the fact that a kohen must be metame, that shows that there's an obligation on the krovim to involve themselves in the reality of the mace. Kvura is one aspect of that's the practical aspect of it. But then there's also maisei avelus, which are reflective of there's two realities of the mace. One reality of a mace is that he left the guf here. But then there's another reality of the mace, that he's gone. You understand? You have to do maisim that are commensurate to each one. He's leaving the guf. The guf is a chiyuv of kvura, but it's not just a cleanup. Now, if you just had kvura without avelus, it would be like you just got it. It's just a cleanup. You know what I mean? But there's you have to be machshev the mace. You have to be machshev the fact. You have to express that there's an importance to the loss. There's an importance. Those are maisei avelus. So the reality of the mace is to the krovim. The reality, the ones who really feel the reality is the krovim. I mean, that's always. You always have the mace mitzvah. There are no avelim, but the Ram holds that's just a mitzvah of kura. You couldn't do. Because aninus is sort of like puts you in the presence of the mace. Like you exist in the presence of the mace. You understand? His presence is still before you.
Yeah,
now it's roy to be noheg activities kinegdo. You understand? Now it's possible to be doing activities in response to the reality of that mace.
Just don't see why one necessitates the other.
Because if you're not in the state of being, if you're not, it'll be like doing a velos 10 years later. You just can't. The reality is not there. What? See, a kohen is not matami to the mace mitzvah. A kohen being matami to the mace mitzvah is different than for his krovim, because what's the definition of a mace mitzvah for the kohen? It's only if there's no one else possible who can do it, right? If a kohen sees a mace mitzvah, if he's able to call out and get somebody to do it, he can't be matami. It's not like krovim. It's just because of there's no one else. That's why he's chayev. But by the krovim, it's not because there's no one else. Because there's a mitzvah per se on him. And that's why even the kohen gadol, who doesn't have to be metame, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a chiyuv of kvura, a chiyuv of avelus. Because the tumah being metame and avelus are not the same. He quotes that pasuk because that shows us one day. Now, some want to say that he quotes the pasuk of aninus because that shows us one day. But still, it just shows aninus is one day. As it shows avelus is one day. I think that's true. I think he's quoting that to show you that it's one day. But that only makes, it only helps if aninus is the basis of the activities being the activities of avelus.
When does he mention avelus? It's only a mention.
Right after that. Yeah. See, what does he mean that this is the etzem of avelus? Because that's what I'm trying to say. The essence of avelus is the idea of being of maisim in the face of the reality of the mace. That's what I'm trying to tie them together. That's the connection between the two. Avelus, the definition of avelus, of nihugi, that's why there have to be nihugim of avelus. Aninus is just a state. But avelus means certain activities of the gavra, activities of the gavra that are due, that are in the reality of the mace, that are an expression of the reality of the mace. Kvura is the prime example. Kvura is an activity that you have to do because it's in recognition of the mace. The mace is the body is here. That's a mace, so that's in recognition of the body of the mace. But in terms of the activities that have to do with the recognition of the mace himself, that's all the kvura you could do 10 days later, you could do 100 days later, you could do as long, because they always have the guf. The guf is always there. But the mace avelus are not in response to the physical mace. You understand? It's a response to the personality of the mace. You understand? It's a response to the personality of the mace. The guy is gone, but there's a certain lingering effect in the person who was left. That's a time. There's a time limit on that. You can't ask me now. Now we come down to a colder halachic standard. But it's the zman of the mace. His personality is still with you. His personality is still before you. It's still a reality to you. He's gone, but in another sense, he's not gone. In another sense, he's still not gone. You're still dealing with the fact that he's gone. You're still transitioning from the fact that he was here to the fact that he's not here. But in that moment, it's possible to do activities that are like kavura. They're activities that are directed at the existence that was. But by Haruge Beistin, it's not Roy. It's not Roy. That's right. And you see that from Kavura. You see that from Kavura.
Why isn't Kavura the same
as Mitzvah? It is. Reish Laman Aleph. See, I guess you know the question. Reish Laman Aleph is Kavura.
No, I'm saying, but why doesn't he mention it?
Because it's already part of, it's already, that, in terms of Minyan and Mitzvah, it's subsumed under the Mitzvah of Beistin to Berry. That's the source. You learn from that same Pasuk.
And
that's why he puts Avelis in this sefer, because since this sefer already deals with the mitzvah of kvura, and kvura is me'ein Avelis.
No, I get that. But then why doesn't he mention existence?
Because the point is, that it's, it doesn't, tumah is not kvura per se. A guy could be a shomer, could be do the tara, could do a lot of things to become tameh, but the fact that the krovim must become tameh. You understand? That shows that it's not just a general obligation that has to be taken care of, but there's a chiyuv on the krovim to embrace the fact that they have the mace and to be osek in that. That's a kiyum, to recognize that. You understand? So you see from that there's an obligation. If there were no obligation of kvur, there would be no inyan of avelus, he's saying. Because then it would just be that there's no chashivas of recognizing the guy per se. It's just that we can't have mesim around. We can't have mesim around. But what does that have to do with me? Nothing. It has nothing to do with me. If it was just a rishus of a kohen to be tamei, then there'd be no din. Then you'd just say, yeah, there's a mitzvah of kvura. But the mitzvah of kvura doesn't, in the hilchah, in Reish Laman Aleph, doesn't say it's a mitzvah of the krovim to be kovur anybody. Right? Just the mitzvah of the berry, everybody. But you see from this that to a korov, the mitzvah of kvura has a special place. It has a special kiyum. To the krovim, the kvura has a whole different facet. It has a facet that the korov must embrace and hold on and recognize, and hold on to and recognize the reality of the person that was lost. Right. That special responsibility is from Avelis.
Right.
There's a general responsibility to bury. That's on anybody. Beistin does it sometimes. Anybody can do it. But the idea of the Kohen must become Tomei, that's only because there's an Inyan of Avelis. And an Inyan of Avelis means an Inyan of recognizing and recognizing and reacting to the reality of your mace.
So it's just a dip.
And that's why the mitzvah of a kohen becoming tamei is here, is in Avelis. That's why it's here. And it's the same mitzvah. It's the same exact mitzvah. A kohen becoming tamei is the mitzvah of Avelis. Right?
Yeah.
Because it means that it's not simply an obligation in abstract on Klal Yisrael not to have mesim, right? Because then the kohen would never be able to come tamei. Unless it was a maid smitzvah, the kohen would not be allowed to come tamei. So what? It's his father's, mother's, brother's, sister. Who cares? If someone else is there, let him do it. Right? But the fact that the kohen must become tamei shows you a special, that there's another inyan over here. There's an inyan, there's a personal inyan of krovim to be metapel in the tzarkei ames. And in that context, the Rambam sees Avelis is a corollary.